A boy of about 16 entered, taking off his pointed hat. A silver prefect's badge was glinting on his chest. He was much taller than Harry, but he too had jet-black hair.
"Ah, Riddle," said the headmaster.
"You wanted to see me, Professor Dippet?" said Riddle.
He looked nervous.
"Sit down," said Dippet. "I've just been reading the letter you sent me."
"Oh," said Riddle. He sat down, gripping his hands together very tightly.
"My dear boy," said Dippet kindly, "I cannot possibly let you stay at school over the summer. Surely you want to go home for the holidays?"
"No," said Riddle at once. "I'd much rather stay at Hogwarts than go back to that—"
"You live in a Muggle orphanage during the holidays, I believe?"
said Dippet curiously.
"Yes, sir,"
said Riddle, reddening slightly.
"You are Muggle-born?"
"Half-blood, sir," said Riddle. "Muggle father, witch mother."
"And are both your parents?"
"My mother died just after I was born, sir. They told me at the orphanage she lived just long enough to name me Tom, after my father. Marvolo, after my grandfather." Dippet clucked his tongue sympathetically.
"The thing is, Tom," he sighed, "special arrangements might have been made for you, but in the current circumstances—"
"You mean all these attacks, sir?" said Riddle, and Harry's heart leapt, and he moved closer, scared of missing anything.
"Precisely," said the headmaster. "My dear boy, you must see how foolish it would be of me to allow you to remain at the castle when term ends, particularly in the light of the recent tragedy— the death of that poor little girl. You will be safer by far at your orphanage. As a matter of fact, the Ministry of Magic is even now talking about closing the school. We are no nearer locating the source of all this unpleasantness."
Riddle's eyes had widened. "Sir, if the person was caught, if it all stopped—"
"What do you mean?"
said Dippet, with a squeak in his voice, sitting up in his chair.
"Riddle, do you mean you know something about these attacks?"
"No, sir," said Riddle quickly. But Harry was sure it was the same sort of "no" that he himself had given Dumbledore. Dippet sank back, looking faintly disappointed.
"You may go, Tom."
Riddle slid off his chair and stumped out of the room. Harry followed him. Down the moving spiral staircase they went, emerging next to the gargoyle in the darkening corridor. Riddle stopped, and so did Harry, watching him. Harry could tell that Riddle was doing some serious thinking. He was biting his lip, his forehead furrowed. Then, as though he had suddenly reached a decision, he hurried off, Harry gliding noiselessly behind him. They didn't see another person until they reached the entrance hall, when a tall wizard with long, sweeping auburn hair and beard called to Riddle from the marble staircase. "What are you doing wandering around this late, Tom?" Harry gaped at the wizard. He was none other than a 50-year younger Dumbledore.
"I had to see the headmaster, sir," said Riddle.
"Well, hurry off to bed," said Dumbledore, giving Riddle exactly the kind of penetrating stare Harry knew so well. "Best not to roam the corridors these days. Not since—" He sighed heavily, bade Riddle good night, and strode off. Riddle watched him out of sight, and then, moving quickly, headed straight down the stone steps to the dungeons, with Harry in hot pursuit. But to Harry's disappointment, Riddle led him not into a hidden passageway or a secret tunnel, but the very dungeon in which Harry had potions with Snape. The torches hadn't been lit, and when Riddle pushed the door almost closed, Harry could only just see Riddle standing stock still by the door, watching the passage outside. It felt to Harry that they were there for at least an hour. All he could see was the figure of Riddle at the door, staring through the crack, waiting like a statue. And just when Harry had stopped feeling expectant and tense, and started wishing he could return to the present, he heard something move beyond the door. Someone was creeping along the passage. He heard, whoever it was, pass the dungeon where he and Riddle were hidden. Riddle, quiet as a shadow, edged through the door and followed, Harry tiptoeing behind him, forgetting that he couldn't be heard. For perhaps 5 minutes they followed the footsteps, until Riddle stopped suddenly, his head inclined in the direction of new noises. Harry heard a door creak open, and then someone speaking in a hoarse whisper.
"Come on, gotta get you out of here. Come on now, in the box."
There was something familiar about that voice. Riddle suddenly jumped around the corner. Harry stepped out behind him. He could see the dark outline of a huge boy who was crouching in front of an open door, a very large box next to it.
"Evening, Rubius," said Riddle sharply. The boy slammed the door shut and stood up. "What are you doing down here, Tom?"
Riddle stepped closer.
"It's all over," he said. "I'm going to have to turn you in, Rubius. They're talking about closing Hogwarts if the attacks don't stop."
"What do you—"
"I don't think you meant to kill anyone, but monsters don't make good pets. I suppose you just let it out for exercise and—"
"It never killed no one," said the large boy, backing against the closed door.
From behind him, Harry could hear a funny rustling and clicking.
"Come on, Rubius," said Riddle, moving yet closer. "The dead girl's parents will be here tomorrow. The least Hogwarts can do is make sure that the thing that killed their daughter is slaughtered."
"It wasn't him!"
roared the boy, his voice echoing in the dark passage.
"He wouldn't! He never—"
"Stand aside!" said Riddle, drawing out his wand. His spell lit the corridor with a sudden flaming light. The door behind the large boy flew open with such force it knocked him into the wall opposite. And out of it came something that made Harry let out a long, piercing scream no one but he seemed to hear. A vast, low-slung, hairy body and a tangle of black legs, a gleam of many eyes and a pair of razor-sharp pincers. Riddle raised his wand again, but he was too late. The thing bowled him over as it scuttled away, tearing up the corridor and out of sight. Riddle scrambled to his feet, looking after it. He raised his wand, but the huge boy leapt on him, seized his wand, and threw him back down, yelling, "No!" The scene whirled. The darkness became complete. Harry felt himself falling, and with a crash, he landed spread-eagled on his four-poster in the Gryffindor dormitory, Riddle's diary lying open on his stomach. Before he had had time to regain his breath, the dormitory door opened, and Ron came in.
"There you are," he said.
Harry sat up. He was sweating and shaking.
"What's up?"
said Ron, looking at him with concern.
"It was Hagrid, Ron. Hagrid opened the Chamber of Secrets 50 years ago."